What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in a second, right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. We were just talking about with the question of the day, the best sound in all of sports, and somebody said the perfect strike, sound of a perfect strike. Mark Vandermeer, voice of the Texans, hitting you with the rock and roll was one that came up. Squeaky tennis shoes, basketball bouncing on the court. F1 engines came in. Someone said a pro golfer just smacking a monster drive.
Puring it.
Yes. And then one of the things that we brought up as well, when you hear that, when that umpire get real into it and punch somebody out, yeah, give me your best one, Lopez.
Hey!
Oh, that was a lot stronger than I anticipated it being.
What's your favorite style of umpire? Like the short one like that, or when they go, Steve, right?
Steve, right? That's where I'm at.
I like the short, hey!
You used to have one, you'd be like,
Remember that one?
Yeah, man, add a little originality to that for sure.
Where that guy at?
I do love it when they're like, the word isn't even intelligible. It's just like,
yeah.
I'm like, all right, thank you. I think I know what's happening. Yes. All right, let's go around the NFL now, where I mentioned kind of an interesting schedule anomaly, obviously, as the NFL schedule came out last week. And are you familiar with the Bird Gauntlet?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking
the
about.
The Bird Gauntlet something that is up there, which is there are five teams in the NFL named after birds. First and foremost, can y'all tell me who those teams are?
I won't look. Eagles,
correct.
Falcons,
yeah.
Ravens.
Yep.
Eagles, Falcons, Ravens. I'm doing it off the top of my head. Help me out, Figgy. Seahawks.
Yes,
Seahawks.
One more.
And what's the other one?
NFC team.
NFC team.
Cardinals.
There it is. That's all five of them. That is all five of them in the Seahawk gauntlet. Oh, yeah. Somebody said Michael Buffer with his signature statement that I'm not going to say because I'm not trying to get fined. But yes, there's five teams, and every once in a while, a team will have all five of them on their schedule. And this year, that team is the Texans week one opponent. The Los Angeles Rams. They are the only team to play all five bird teams this year. No team, however, has beat all five bird teams. So no team has run the bird gauntlet. And the question I have for you, knowing that, again, the Eagles, reigning Super Bowl champions, the Falcons, who exist in the NFC South, the Seahawks, who just traded away Geno Smith, they're trying to kind of revamp what they're doing. The Cardinals, whatever they're trying to do as they continue to push forward. And the Ravens, a bona fide contender in the AFC. How do you view the Los Angeles Rams and their chance to do what the New Orleans Saints couldn't do in 2022? The New Orleans Saints went 4-2 in 2022. Do you view the Rams as having the possibility of running the Bird Gauntlet?
They have a 26.7%
chance. All right.
They do.
You didn't crunch these numbers. You just made up a number. There's no way that there's any logic behind
it's
that number.
It's actually 26.75, but I rounded down.
Okay, why'd you say that?
No, I didn't crunch the numbers.
That's what I thought.
What I did crunch was you got Ravens and you got Eagles. That's a big ask.
Big ask.
To get both of them.
Hey, that's a success if you beat them.
Yeah, just them and lose the other games. Yeah. The other ones are workable, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued to see what that offense looks like with, I mean, Davante Adams is just a fantastic player.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he still very much has juice. So what does he have left to, and to what degree? What does Matt Stafford have left? I think is also a fair question to ask, mm-hmm. especially if injuries come calling, because all it takes is an injury to your starter. And now mm-hmm. you got who is their backup? Is it actually? I know Stetson Bennett is in there somewhere, but yeah, man, you end up in a place where I don't know how much I like that. And Matt Stafford is not far away from the possibility of being injured. Oh, that's right. They got Jimmy. They got pretty boy Jimmy.
Jimmy G
out there, mm-hmm. which I still don't feel great about that. If he has to do that, so. Yeah, man, I was like, that's one of those interesting kind of things that happens within the schedule and one that you can watch out for. You know what? I'll see if I can give you Bird Gauntlet updates mm-hmm. as the season goes along. But elsewhere around the NFL, speaking of the schedule, I know that there's been a lot of breaking down of it. But I saw Warren Sharp kind of talking about this, and I found his perspective to be really interesting on this, which is how the NFL has absolutely tried to make the scheduling a little bit better when it comes to time off, mm-hmm. except it's definitely like gotten really bad this year. It's mm-hmm. a little bit better compared to last year, which I mean, we were in the throes of that as the Texans seeing them have multiple, three games yeah. in a very short span schedules. How about this? This year, the Lions eight games yeah. with more rest than their opponent. And they will have one game with less rest than their opponent. That is the good side of it. That is the best that you could possibly have compared to the Raiders, who have one game where they will have more days of rest than their opponent, compared to six games this year where they will have less rest than their opponent, which is not fair. And really, it's one of those things where it's not really necessary if we think about it, but it's necessary if you are willing to abide by the NFL and what their stated goals, which is just try and get big ratings to juice mm-hmm. the numbers. But I mean, in all reality, they could make this a lot more fair and a little bit more palatable, but they just want to continue to capitalize. Is this the place, as I've constantly looked for the place where mm-hmm. the hog gets slaughtered? Is this the place where it gets slaughtered, or do football fans just keep riding with it?
Absolutely not. They do not get slaughtered. That's what they do. We saw it in when we were talking about all the primetime games and everything. Every time the NFL collectively tries to give off the impression of, we care. We care about player safety. We care about, equity. We care about this. We care about that. Just remind yourself that they only do to a point, not at the expense of ratings and big numbers and popularity.
Yeah.
They just don't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Like I said, they made it a little bit better. Last year, there was three teams that played there's actually just one team this year, rather, mm-hmm. that is playing three games in 10 days versus 10 teams that played in that stretch last year. That is making it a little bit better, and I appreciate that. But, yeah, you're right. Like, again, this does not have to be this way, but it's the way that the NFL is in some ways to continue to generate that revenue.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested if this ends up being some level of equilibrium within it, or if they continue to push the boundaries of this. So it'll be interesting to watch that portion of this as well, like mm-hmm. how the teams react. Well, mind you, I just remembered, hey, remember how they're trying to add that 18th game to
yeah.
this? Right? Like all of these things stack up. And so if we ever wonder at any point during the season why the quality might be down or injuries of that nature, these are some of the things that we probably need to look at as we're talking about it.
Like I said, you almost need that. you know, people say the narrator says this. Hey, we care, we care, we care. Narrator. Not really. Not really.
Yeah. So I found that to be very interesting in looking at the schedule. How about this? We are at May 19th, 2025. Aaron Rodgers, still unsigned as of yet. And so this ends up being a will they, won't they of massive proportions. But the funny thing is, by all indications, it does feel like is a one-team proposition or he takes it to the crib. Now, the Aaron Rodgers, there is a book about him written, and the author joined our sister station up there in Pittsburgh to talk about it. And interestingly enough, like he kind of gave his insight into what he believes is going to happen here, saying that, and by the way, the name of the book, Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, you remember this? So the author joined them up there in Pittsburgh, and what he said was, I just think verbally behind the scenes, not that he guaranteed it, but that he told the Steelers, listen, I'm going to play for you. I just don't want to go there and then miss out, miss part of mandatory minicamps because of my personal issues. That's per Ian O'Connor, who served as his biographer up there at 937, joining 937, the fan out there. Do you buy this, a little bit of buy or sell here, or do you buy this as the reason why maybe Aaron Rodgers has not yet signed but seems to kind of still be very clearly in the running for that position?
This is a big steaming pile of you-know-what. Because he's trying to, well, first of all, he did the book with Aaron and did it about him, et cetera. But trying to play it off as, listen, Aaron's really trying to do you a favor here. Like, that's what they're trying to say. Like, I'm doing this for the Steelers. I don't want to have to miss minicamp because of my personal issues. So I'm just not going to go yet. I'm not going to commit yet. What? That's the silliest. Steaming.
But you still would be missing minicamp, right?
Yeah, but if this is
like,
true,
is it better because you're a free agent?
Yeah.
No, but what I do think is it would be, it is better optically. Like Aaron Rodgers as.
When has Aaron Rodgers ever cared about optics?
And that is the thing where it is fair to point that out, but I do wonder if it is true. And again, I'm operating with a lot of ifs and buts here, to be fair. If it is true, that does feel like it would bode well for a modicum of growth from him. Right, to be in a place where he is actually considering the optics of this, particularly if you're going to be coached by Mike Tomlin in this season, the idea of, hey, I'm going to try and make it so that this is not the same type of story and distraction that it would be otherwise.
But it's a distraction now.
It is. It is.
It's a distraction now. And he's like, look, I'm doing you a favor by not doing this. And then the other very key element here, you know, he said he didn't guarantee it. He just kind of sort of said, I'm going to play for you. I mean, this is hot garbage.
Yeah, probably.
And garbage is putting it lightly.
But yeah, I'm still looking at that, just wondering what could possibly be the holdup. Because I mean, he was on Pat McAfee talking about like he had personal issues that he was dealing with, and I don't even want to begin to speculate on what those might be. But damn, to the point where we can't get some level of clarity, and of course, not necessarily that it matters for us, the viewers outside of this, but really, I imagine for the Steelers, like getting some.
That's some real deep personal issues if you can't sign with a team.
Which at that point makes you wonder, is this going to work out for you playing football?
I mean, if I was the Pittsburgh, I'd be like, if it's that deep, well, maybe we need to be looking at Will Howard then.
There's another very curious thing here that I just thought of. So he has personal issues.
Correct.
And he doesn't want to have to leave camp because of the personal issues. That's what has been said, right?
That is the hypothesis that has been thrown out there, yes.
How can he project that he's going to have to leave camp because of the personal issues?
Because he don't want to show up to camp? I don't know.
Exactly. Like, he's like, I don't want to have to leave. Well, how do you know you're going to have to leave camp? How do you know your personal issues aren't going to be solved, whatever they
Egypt
are?
Is still over there. You know what I mean? Like, somebody's got to go and experience these
like
pyramids.
Like, he's predicting when he would have to be gone.
Yeah,
he better off just saying, I don't know if I'm going to retire or what.
Yes.
He better off just saying that.
Yeah.
I don't know what is actually happening with him, but there you go. Aaron Rodgers continues to be Aaron Rodgers in all ways. I was just like, that is a possible explainer as to what this nonsense is.
You
don't seem to buy it. That's fine.
Yeah.
How about this explainer from Drew Brees, who is the last good Saints quarterback, as they are in a place where they need to find the next good Saints quarterback. He was at an event, and he talked about it's the opening of Surge Entertainment there in Metairie. I don't think anybody cares, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about he's heard nothing but great things about Kellen Moore, speaking about the coach. Pretty standard fare.
Mm-hmm.
How much standard fare do you hear within this, or do you buy any of this when he talks about, when he was asked about Tyler Shuck, who is, you know, the high draft pick for the Saints this year? He said, quote, I think he's big. Well, he made sure to make mention, I've seen what everybody else has seen. So, mm-hmm. like, I'm not inside, I guess, thoughts in this. But, yeah. quote, I think he's big, strong, tough, standing there, delivers the ball, takes shots, had three season-ending injuries in college. Honestly, a lot of similarities to Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill was one of those guys coming out of college who had spent 4 or 5 years in college and had some major injuries. But, man, whenever he played really, really well.
That's – I think you just said it, kind of standard fare from a legendary quarterback.
That yeah, wanna, pretty generic.
He didn't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then probably.
But I honestly think he didn't know.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I was going to say. I don't think he know. Yeah, I don't think he know. He's just giving a generic answer.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question is, all right, so how, can you then extrapolate this to see, do you think that he believes in Tyler Shuck, or is he just like, hey, I'm not going to get out here and trash the boy?
Well, I don't think he necessarily.
He pretty much described him.
Yeah, he described him. Yeah, he just basically said
that's
what,
a key right
tall.
There. Tall, big, strong.
Got hair.
He takes shots down the field.
Couple you know, of eyes and nose.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like a pre-draft sort of scouting report on Tyler Shuck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think he necessarily doesn't think he's going to be good, but I don't think he thinks he's going to be good. I think he's just really, truly, I don't know.
See, the reason why I maybe threw this out here, and of course, that's his boy. They was in the quarterback room together, what have you. When he compared him to Taysom Hill, I was like, that's somebody who I don't know if I want to compare to as a quarterback.
If I'm a Saints fan, I'm not, I'm a little upset about this
one.
And Taysom Hill has been, like, aggressively fine in the moments in the situation that they have used a bit. Mm-hmm. I was just like, word, Taysom Hill? All right, bro. So there you go. Shout out to Tyler Shuck. I don't believe in you, but who am I, right? Go out there and make a believer out of me yet. There you go. That's Around the NFL here on this Monday on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, speaking of quotes and things, Nikola Jokic, the Joker, was bounced out of the NBA playoffs. But he had a quote talking about the Nuggets that I wonder – does it feel like it could apply to the Rockets as well? 713-572-4610. I'll tell you what that quote is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.